Kayshon Boutt caught a red zone touchdown from Drake May in Tuesday's joint practice against the Colts, one of three straight scoring throws May ripped off in that period, per the Patriots' own joint practice takeaways. One play is not a weak story, but for Boutt it is the right kind of play, because scoring position is where his entire case was built. The June preview, for the 95% of listeners who did not hear it, Boutt was a legitimate starter last season, third on the team in receiving yards and second in receiving touchdowns, with six scores and nearly 17 yards a catch on just 46 targets. The core claim was that the efficiency was real, but the volume was thin, and that target volume, not talent, is the identity stat. Then the room got crowded. New England traded for A.J. Brown, signed Romeo Doubs, and Boutt went from a starting job to a number three competition, with June trade chatter tagging him the roster's most movable piece. We said the fork was the whole story. On this roster, he fights for scraps behind two imported starters, and on a different roster, the deep threat tape travels with him. This week resolved none of that fork, which is why the verdict is what it is. He is still a Patriot with the roster cut deadlines still ahead. He is still flashing exactly the skill that made last season work, and doing it with May in the highest leverage part of the field. And the two men ahead of him had louder weeks, Doubs especially, which is the squeeze the June read warned about playing out in real time. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. The efficiency keeps showing up, the crowded room problem keeps not going anywhere, and the fork the preview described is still waiting on a roster decision nobody has made. Next week, the checkable things. Whether Boutt gets extended run in the second preseason game, and whether his name surfaces on the trade wire as cutdown day gets closer. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.